So can your relationship survive if the family is dysfunctional? All right, let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. By the way, thanks for allowing us to give you a call about this, and we're sorry your wife put you up to this.
But tell her we said hi.
Yeah, tell her we said hi. And we understand she didn't want to be the one to make the phone call, so all right. Mike, yes. Walk us through why we're even talking to you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm reaching out because my wife told me to. She says it's kind of your thing, and I'm having a hard time figuring out how to support my buddy.
Okay.
Basically, he's like one of my best friends, and he's having a hard time getting over his ex because, like, she left him because he wouldn't commit to getting married and having kids with her. And
okay.
He told me that he loves her, but he hates her family. Like, her dad lives in her sister's basement. Oh, and he's into, like, illegal things like drug stuff, and I don't know, the sister yells and screams all the time.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Alcoholic. Yeah, and you know, the brother's like always fighting with his wife. It's just a total dysfunction junction, and he just couldn't imagine being a part of that circus, you know. So, but his family loves her too, and is trying to convince him that he'd be marrying her and not her family.
Right.
His family's on board with her?
Yeah, I mean, because she's totally normal despite all that crazy stuff around her, and is a really good girl by some miracle that just happened that way. But I don't know. I mean, can he have a life with her that doesn't involve them at all?
That is so interesting that his family's just like, it's fine. You guys don't have to be around the family. That's really interesting. Because typically, like, the family would be like, have you seen her family? That's crazy. You don't want to be a part of it. So, wow. But at the same time, I also understand you shouldn't punish her for
her family.
The people that surround her if she is fine and normal and sweet.
That's wild. I mean, Mike, I appreciate you calling on behalf of your friend and wife. Yeah, I was going to say pushing of your wife, but you know,
yeah, you don't want to like this. Have her suffer just because she's got crazy around her if she is totally a great person.
Yeah.
Can I ask, exactly. Mike? Do you like this person?
Yeah, I do. I mean, she's cool. She's chill. She's always been nice to me. I mean, I really don't see an issue, but it's just like this chaos that she comes from.
Yeah.
I feel
kind
of bad for her,
honestly. Well, I mean, I kind of think you need to have a good support system around her and show her that, you know what, this is the way a family should be.
You don't have to be consumed by that.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, she's probably craving a healthy family environment. So it should be.
My heart goes out to her. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be a compliment that, you know, she's kind of gravitating.
Hasn't been influenced by all of that.
Yeah, but then also gravitating towards you guys and stuff like that. So, anyways, Mike, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll get some advice.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, cool, man. I think that works.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Angela says, unfortunately, you just never marry just the person. Family is part of the package. Unless she has zero ties with her family, then the family comes with it.
Did I miss? I think I glossed over the fact they're not still dating, though, right?
No, she broke up with him because he was, like, not ready to get married, and that's what she wanted.
But he's like, I can't be around your family because your family's toxic.
Yes. So they're kind of at an impasse. Like, he doesn't want to lose her. He wants to lose her family.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's the question of, can they have a successful relationship without her family being a part of it?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough if the family is not a part of it. Have you? We're already getting several people messaging saying,
"Sabrina is this girl."
Been there.
Yes.
Yes.
And Audra's got a situation that is similar to.
All right. We'll hear what they have to say and yours coming up. 502-795-1997. You can always send us a voice note and tell us your situation too. Text it to us. We'll do that with group therapy. So can you make it work with your partner if their family is toxic? It's 99.7 DJX. That's what we are dealing with group therapy. They're broken up because she wanted marriage, and he's like, I can't handle your family. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so the question is, can it work if your person is surrounded by crazy, toxic?
Yeah, she seems sweet and seems normal. Jen?
I would say that if she appears completely normal in that much chaos, there's chaos within her that just hasn't found a spot to be released.
Oh.
And I would approach with caution.
Okay, thank you, Jen. Sounds like you may know a thing or two about that.
We've got a lot of people checking in anonymously. One message, my husband's family's a train wreck, and he moved to Louisville 2 hours away from home when he was 18 to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
If she distances herself, then it can work, but she needs to want to set those boundaries herself.
Oh, jeez.
That's the key. A lot of people are mentioning, and we're not entirely sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
If she understands how toxic her family is. If she does, then there could be a chance. I got another message. This is literally how my boyfriend's family. He's pretty bad people, but he somehow is nothing like them. Me and my family took him in.
Yeah.
And he still sees his family, checks in on them, but we don't really talk to them every day because, yes, they are toxic.
Now, here is a win in the column of it could work. Casey sent us a voice note.
A lasting relationship is possible, even if her family is toxic and a little crazy.
Okay. All right.
Because coming from a family that is a little crazy also, I was the most normal one.
Okay.
And I got with someone who is the chill one, and the rest of his family is a little out there.
Out there.
But it can work. You just have to have a solid relationship between the two of you.
Okay. Well, there's one for the it working out crowd.
Yeah. Ashley says, my husband's got the crazy family. We've been together 13 years. He also doesn't like to associate with them if he doesn't have to. And we've worked out just fine. You know, I've got a good family. Always asking where my husband is if he isn't with me. He says, my family makes up for what he didn't have.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are like, my husband's family is crazy. He's normal somehow.
Right.
Like, we've made it work. As long as the spouse knows they are crazy, it can work.
And boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries.
That's the other word
sure.
that people are throwing out is you're going to have to set boundaries. She's going to have to set the boundaries with her family. Like, I don't want any of that influence on us or ours.
Okay, well, it looks like it could work. Hopefully, if this gets to the proper people, then there can be a future.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Right. And so, yeah, if she is aware of the chaos surrounding her and she wants to manage that too, then maybe they've got a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted. Thank you. That's group therapy.